Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Tuesday, October 8th. Today we're joined by Eric and Kate. Let's dive into our topic, the increasing trend of breast cancer diagnoses in younger women. Eric, Kate, what are your thoughts on the key statistics from recent reports?
Well, Ted, the numbers are certainly eye-opening. The American Cancer Society's report shows a 1% annual increase in breast cancer diagnoses from 2012 to 2021. But here's the kicker. The steepest rise is among women under 50. That's a trend we can't ignore, but we also need to be careful about how we interpret it.
You're right about not ignoring it, Eric. But let's not sugarcoat this. It's a crisis, and while the overall breast
cancer
deaths are...
Hold on, Kate. We can't call it a crisis just yet. Yes, diagnoses are up, but deaths are down. That could mean we're getting better at detecting and treating breast cancer, not necessarily
better at detecting? Come on, Eric. We're talking about young women here. Women in their 20s and 30s are being diagnosed. This isn't just about better mammograms. We need to look at environmental factors, lifestyle changes...
You both raise interesting points. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the recent changes in screening guidelines. What are your thoughts on this?
The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force made a smart move by lowering the recommended age for mammograms from 50 to 40 for average-risk women. It's a sensible approach based on the data we have. This should help catch more cases early without causing unnecessary panic.
Sensible? It's not nearly enough. Women in their 20s and 30s are still being diagnosed, and we're telling them to wait until 40? We need to push for even earlier screenings.
Kate, you're not considering the downsides. Mass screening for women that young could lead to unnecessary procedures, anxiety, and false positives. We need to be careful not to cause more harm than...
Are you kidding me? Tell that to the young women fighting for their lives. Early detection is crucial, and we're failing them. Every day we wait, more young women are at risk.
Now, hold on. We need to balance the benefits of early detection with the risks of overdiagnosis and false positives. It's not as simple as screen everyone all the time. We need to be smart.
There's no such thing as overdiagnosis when it comes to cancer. Every case matters. We can't afford to be overly cautious when lives are at stake. You're being too conservative.
This is certainly a heated debate. Let's look at a historical parallel. Can you compare this situation to any past health crises?
You know, Ted, this reminds me of the 1950s polio epidemic. Initially, it was seen as primarily affecting children, but adults were also at risk. This led to widespread vaccination efforts. The parallel here is how public perception and medical approach changed as more data became available. Initially, polio was misunderstood, much like we're still learning about early onset breast cancer.
That's a completely different situation. Polio was an infectious disease with a clear cause and solution. Breast cancer is far more complex. We can't wait for decades of research like with polio.
Kate, you're missing the point. The parallel lies in how our understanding evolves. We didn't jump to conclusions with polio, and we shouldn't with breast cancer either. We need to be patient.
Patient? Are you serious? We can't afford to be patient when lives are on the line. Young women are dying now, Eric. We need immediate action.
Clearly, this is a contentious issue. How do you think the medical community should respond to this trend?
We need a measured, evidence-based approach. Rushing into widespread changes without proper research could do more harm than good. We should focus on identifying high-risk young women and tailoring screenings accordingly rather than a one-size-fits-all approach.
That's too slow. We need immediate action. Lower screening ages across the board, more research funding, and better support for young patients. We can't afford to wait while young women are being diagnosed with advanced cancers.
Kate, hasty actions could lead to unnecessary treatments and anxiety for many women who don't actually have cancer. We need to consider the psychological impact of telling young women they're at high risk when most
don't develop. I'd rather have anxiety than undetected cancer. We're talking about saving lives here. The psychological impact of a late-stage diagnosis is far worse. We need to err on the side of caution and protect these young women.
Let's look at potential future scenarios. How do you see this trend developing over the next decade?
I foresee a gradual refinement of screening guidelines based on individual risk factors. We'll develop better tools to identify high-risk young women without causing undue panic. Advancing technology like AI-assisted mammography and blood-based screening tests could revolutionize early detection without overscreening.
That's too optimistic, Eric. Without drastic action, we'll see a continued rise in young women's diagnoses and more advanced stage cancers due to late detection. We can't rely on future tech. We need immediate policy changes
Kate,
and public awareness.
You're not considering the long-term implications. We need to be careful not to create a culture of fear. Overemphasis on breast cancer could divert attention from other important health issues.
A culture of fear? We're talking about a real threat here. The societal impact of losing young mothers and professionals to cancer is far greater than any economic cost. We need that shift in healthcare resources.
Unfortunately,
now.
That's all the time we have for today. This discussion certainly highlights the complexity of the issue and the differing viewpoints on how to address it. Thank you, Eric and Kate, for sharing your perspectives.